If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Hey, let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella on the line. And like everybody else, Jen, I know you're going to be going outside, and that may present some problems for the city. What are they doing about
it? Yes. So usually in April, when we get a 70-something degree day, everyone would be, you know, celebrating, maybe taking a sick day and going, going outside. But instead, the city and state officials are really practically begging people to not go outside. I know, you know, you want to go out and get some fresh air. My wife's out for a run right now. She went out at like 6:30 because it's early and there's not that many people out. But as the day gets later into the day, police are getting crowded. We've had the police had to break up crowds in Humboldt Park over the weekend. And as we know, the lakefront's closed. The 606 is closed. Some of these bigger gathering places are closed. But now police have moved on to just kind of patrolling all the parks and various places where people gather. So the goal is, if you are going to go outside, the recommendation given by Dr. Ezeke from the Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday was, you know, go in your backyard, stay around your block. You're just less likely to congregate if you're just staying close to home and not traveling to a place where, you know, is a typical, like, beautiful area in the city. It's sad, but just for now, it would, you know, they're worried that people are going to come out because it's a beautiful day and set us back in this stay-at-home order and continue the virus spread.
Yeah, just sit in front of your house, walk around your block. You don't need to go any place special, do you?
Right. Like, if you're lucky enough to have a backyard, hey, bring a lawn chair out there and get some work done in your yard, or have lunch on a blanket outside in your yard. But just keep it to your house.
Now, looking out the window here from the top of our building downtown, you could just put a blanket out on Michigan Avenue and enjoy the day today. I mean, you can always find an empty street these days. So
weird.
There is that. Yeah, it is strange. Another crackdown here in the area on businesses. And is there some confusion over what business is essential and what business isn't?
More less confusion and more, hey, what can we get away with?
Oh, I see.
So that's at least what we're hearing. We actually received several emails from workers who say that their employers are forcing them to come into work, even though their business has been deemed non-essential. The issue is, a lot of these employees do not want to name their businesses. They don't want to be, you know, fired or get in trouble for reporting it. So unless a member of the public really sees this happening and reports it, it's not getting reported to the city. In the case of the Bikram Yoga Studio in the West Loop last week, as the Tribune reported, a lot of people called in and were like, they're still having classes. Mm-hmm. So the city did cite them, and they now face $10,000 in fines. And the city did say they've had about 500 complaints of non-essential businesses remaining open since from March 21st to March 30th. So that's a pretty short period of time in a lot of places. Our reporter in Logan Square spoke to a furniture company. Not only are the people in the warehouse still, you know, shipping furniture, but they're making their office employees come in for no reason, is what the employee told Block Club. And, you know, they're in a small office space, and there's, I think, at least a dozen of them. And he expressed concern to his boss and was told, you know, we got to work. So this is still happening. And the city told us that they are going to come out with harsher crackdowns later in the week, and perhaps another announcement about what's going to happen to these non-essential businesses that are forcing their employees to come in. But for now, they're asking neighbors to call 311, or even employees anonymously to call 311 and report the business. Mm.
Yeah, I imagine especially gyms and fitness clubs probably drawing a lot of attention here. Also your barbershops, salons, or as my mom used to call them, the beauty shops, probably generating most of the interest here, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's actually a nail salon in Logan Square that has been open here and there. It looks like it's not necessarily open to the public, but they're still doing nails in there. So we don't know what's happening with that. They said they were closed. So it's just things happening under the table. And yeah, the fitness studios is really concerning because everyone's in a room together, sweating a lot. It's like droplet fest in a fitness studio.
Yeah, we don't want that.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Say it, don't spray it.
Exactly.
So what's happening with the marijuana dispensaries?
So this is really interesting. We actually set out to find out if any of the recreational dispensaries were still serving recreational customers, because as soon as the lockdown happened, a lot of them just switched over to medical only. But I think that in response to that and in response to demand that coronavirus has put on these pot shops, the state gave a license to two River North marijuana dispensaries, which is very bizarre because for the past few months, a bunch of different dispensaries have been fighting to be the one dispensary that opens in the area. This would be the closest dispensary to downtown, and it's there's only one that is supposed to be allowed in the district, but two were given out. The state won't say why or whether one will be able to open and one won't, but as of now, Cresco Labs and Mocha Modern Cannabis are both planning to open in River North, which within 1,500 feet of one another. We're trying to figure out, get to the bottom of it. We're wondering if they got around a loophole in the law because they gave the licenses at the same time, versus like, you know, only one, the first place to get a license wins. If they gave them both at once, they both win. They won't confirm to us, the state won't confirm to us whether that's the case, but they're hoping to, at least Cresco Labs is hoping to have a pop-up shop open soon for people looking to get recreational marijuana during the coronavirus. I know a lot of people are anxious, maybe mm-hmm. hitting up the pot shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And are the two addresses we're talking about here, 436 North Clark and 216 West Ohio?
Right. So, okay. Yeah, very lucrative retail district over there.
Yep. And finally, some businesses that are closing voluntarily, and this probably makes the police department happy and Mayor Lightfoot.
Right. So on the west side, there were West Garfield Park, there were a few businesses that were attracting crowds. It was just where people were hanging out, and it was outside of liquor stores. And so the police department held a news conference yesterday, and they connected with the owners of these liquor stores, and the owners agreed to close early. So they'll be closing instead of 2 a.m. every day, they're closing at 6 p.m., and they're hoping that this leads to less congregation in the 10th, 11th, and 15th police districts, where they said that they've had to issue a lot of citations for large groups during the stay-at-home order. So the police are saying, you know, if there's nowhere to congregate outside of, maybe people will go home and split up. So that's yesterday, the owners of the liquor store said, you know, it's going to cost us, but it's the least we can do right now. So Personal Liquors at 4241 West Madison will start closing at 6 p.m. And Sunset Food and Liquor on 5921 West Division will also cut hours to 6 p.m.
Good idea. Every little bit helps. Thanks, Jen.
Yep.
It's Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago, with Extremely Local News. Have a good day, Jen, and don't congregate.
Thanks, Bob. You too.